Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Episode 71 in the house.
71, baby. Arms house to your mother's house. Arms out to your mum's house. Yes, my man. Theme over there.
Episode number 71, and it's there's bluish skies outside.
Damn it! It was a nice day
bluish
today.
Bluish skies.
Yeah.
It's the same time for us. We're kind of doing it at the same time anyway, and it's fucking bluish sky. There's daylight out in this motherfucker.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
I hate the February in this country, man. When it gets to May, you can start, you know, at least hoping that you're going to wake up to a good day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And but the thing is, it's still chilly at night, man. Chilly and willy at night. So, you know what I mean? Don't get caught out there, son.
Don't get caught out there. That's a good one for my story when I got caught out there on Mount Snowdon, but we're not going into that this
free,
week.
Free Snowdon, what's his name?
What's it? Free Assange? No, that's Julian Assange.
Julian Assange. There's the Snowden guy. Anyway,
where is that guy?
I can't remember.
Well, when did the clocks change? They changed soon, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
We're gonna lose an hour. When does clocks change? We're going to lose an hour. You're going to be even more knackered.
Bruv, I'm always grinding, son. I never lose an hour, son. I'm always on the grind, yo.
Always ahead of time.
I'm kidding. I'm probably the laziest bastard you know.
Where's the dress ups and how's the back?
My back's much better. It's still little bits of pain here and there, but nothing crazy. I can move around now. I'm all good. But the push-ups, I tried to get 10 in the morning before my coffee and then 10 after my coffee. That's what I do, basically.
You swear to Allah.
Well, not every day, but I swear to Allah that I am.
Voila et voila.
Here's a video of me doing a push-up.
You gotta do that. Just a couple in the kitchen. What's up?
Yeah. But yo, I can do 10 now. Like when I first did it, 10 was even a struggle. I could do them, but you could hear all my joints clicking and fucking just. And by the 10th one, I'm just like. But now I can get through 10, jump up, solid. So maybe I'll make it up to 20 soon. And we'll see how it goes, man. But it's good. It's good to get the blood rushing. And then I like do a bit of jogging on the spot. You know what I mean? Just to get the heart pumping a bit. But that's it,
and this
really.
This is most days. Most days. Yeah?
Most days, yes. Most days. I try and get
a couple of days rest. A couple of days rest.
You know what I mean? No, it's just if I remember to do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not about like today. No, I'm resting today. It's not about that.
Yeah, rest day, mate. Done too much yesterday.
Fucking 10 fucking 12 fucking push ups. How can you do? How many can you do in a row? Push ups
without stopping, like just over 30.
Ah, okay. All right. You're not going to say, I thought maybe you were going to say something ridiculous. Like, I can do all
that's like 34, 35 before it, like, really.
Yeah, struggling. I reckon I could. It would take me
a while.
You
should do 100 press-ups a day. If you got to that, that'd be... And not in a row. Like,
not
you know,
press-ups.
25.
Oh, yeah, press-ups like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are good. Oh, press-ups.
That's what you're doing, though. No?
Yeah, but... What, you said you could do 30, yeah? Press-ups.
Yeah, but in a row, and then I can rest for a 30 seconds and then carry on.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, cool.
But if you get to 100, like 20, 25...
Mm.
You know, 2 minutes off, 25, 2 minutes off, 20, and just bosh out 100. You'll notice a difference in the amber physique, bro.
Yeah. And then any girl.
Just from 100 press-ups, that's what I'm saying, just from press-ups.
Yeah.
I'm telling you though, bro.
I'm doing it. I'm working my way up.
All the gal them, yeah? It's not going to be a question of ride the banana. It's going to be a question of the bananas getting taxis round to the house.
Yeah, and I'm like... Push up,
saying,
you know
I
mean?
Beg you, ride the Panani. And you're like,
I go, oh, look,
I forgot how to say it in Arabic. I was just going to say it to finish that.
What? Yimkin?
Shubakulu.
Shubakulu.
Shubakulu. I took the kids to the barber Saturday, yesterday, and gave them the old shubakulu. They were like,
Because
I put Alex in the seat, and then I pretended to be like the hairdresser, like grabbing his hair, and I said, shubakulu. What are we doing here?
Well, that doesn't mean it means what the fuck.
Yeah, but I didn't say it like shubakulu. It's like shubakulu.
Yeah, but the thing is, the ulo bit is kind of the slangy bit that kind of makes it mean what the fuck.
So if you use the slangy bit, there's no slangy kind of, this is just the street style slang. It just goes into rude category.
Well, it's not rude. It's just ulo is very casual language. Ulo. Yeah, it's like you can like add it, you can tack that on at the end of any sentence. It's like going, I went over here, ulo, and they fucked me up, ulo. Like, it's like kind of usually like when you're a bit mad about something. You know what I mean? You wouldn't say ulo if you were happy about the situation.
No, I like it even more.
Yeah, so you go, shubak ulo, that's like, it's usually going to be like you're asking like, because he's doing something fucked up, or, you know what I mean? Like, shubak ulo.
So what's shubak on its own? Is it on its? Is there on its own?
Shubak means yeah. What's up? Shubak. What's going on? What's going on? Yeah.
So I could just say shubak.
Yeah, shubak means yeah. What's going on? Like, you know.
What are you doing, or what is it going on? What's like? Is yeah. it?
No, it means you.
Direct.
It's direct. What are you? Shubak. What are you up to? Shubak. What are you on? What you on?
So you can just go up to somebody and play shubak.
Yeah, shubak.
Come on, buddy, we gotta start doing that. That's it.
I mean, if you just walk, shubak. It would be a bit rude, I think, just to walk up to a random Arab person and go shubak. Then they'd probably go, "What do you mean? What the fuck?" They might get a bit miffed about that.
But because in Spanish you can say what you're doing, you know what I mean, and it means like what's up.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the equivalent of that in Arabic. Shufi is what's
that's
like,
the
what's
word
going
on. That should be learning. What's going on? What's going on?
Yeah, shufi is like, yeah, what's up?
Shufi? Is it more
of
you?
Shufi.
Yeah.
Shufi. It means like, what's up? Shufi. But shubak means what's wrong with you. You know what I mean?
Shubak, you fucking pussy. Oh, shubak.
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 Yo.
This morning I was in bed. I didn't even know. This is going to lead into my tune. And it was like 6:30 or some shit, 7 in the morning. Andrea gets up for a squeeze, yeah? And she's in there for fucking ages because she's like not feeling very well. So she's like desperate for a squeeze. Anyway, she's got out of bed and gone to the bathroom, and I didn't even know I'm asleep.
Yeah,
Alex has gotten up, yeah, and you know he's like the sweetest, nicest, most fucking ingenious. Both of them are like fucking
yeah, cool kids, man.
Really Albert
cool.
Einsteins, and like would never say anything bad, and are never like got.
They're not confrontational, yeah.
The most unconfrontational. They couldn't even speak when they were younger. Do you know what I mean? They're like amazing lads, yeah, and they would never say like, what the fuck, or hurry up, or knock on the door when you're in the bathroom.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Anyway, I'm asleep. I don't even know. And he doesn't even come and knock on my, like, on the bedroom door and say, Dad.
Oh.
And then he's like, that's so sweet. She's having a massive squeeze, yeah. Anyway, so he's got up out of the bed here, gone there, and he's like, tried the door, and it's just leaving. So he's like standing. Or he knows she's in there because he's sleeping in the living room. And he stands outside, yeah, just desperate for a piss.
Oh, man.
This is when you're a little kid and you've got up for a piss because it's so bad. Yeah. And he's desperate. And fucking Andrea just having a massive Latina shit. Like sitting there for like fucking 1 hour or something. Yeah. The kid's outside, desperate for a piss. Yeah. Like just fucking hit. Just on the floor. And he's like, doesn't knock on the door. To tell Andrea, like, what are you doing? Like, I need to go. Doesn't knock on the bedroom door. Just is dying.
Oh,
Andrea
my God.
Finally comes out. Yeah. And she sees, like, this little lad. It's, like, well early in the morning. So she's, like, being nice. Oh, hi. What's going on? He's like, shut up, bitch. I'm going to fucking piss. She's talking to him so much, and he's so nice. He doesn't say "femme that girl," like
yeah, get the fuck out of it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's so sweet, man.
He's holding his dick, and then she kind of realizes he's holding his dick. She goes, "Oh, go, go, go!" And he's like, "Yeah, he's already started pissing."
Oh no!
He's so desperate for fucking piss. He's like, "Release! You need the release, mom! I gotta get the release." She's chatting. Oh, hello, Papito. Do you want to go back to Bayside, bitch?
And he's thinking. He's thinking. Bring on top to your mom's house. The motherfucker.
Doesn't even come and wake me up and say, like, "Dad, can you tell your missus, bro?
Stop having this
for a piss."
That is the sweetest thing.
If you go in there, it might will him poco mal, and he's like, "Oh."
It's coming out of me.
Yeah. And then he has to release it. Oh, and I was thinking about Pearl Jam Release Me, the tune. Because we were saying, you used to play that before hip hop. I used to play and pretend that I didn't. No, I've never heard of that shit.
My sister was a big influence. I have an older sister. She's 2 years older than me. So when I was a young teenager, obviously... that would influence my musical habits, especially as a young'un, because I thought, she was super cool, and she was bang into all that indie music, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, all that stuff. So, and this is the album, Release Me, because I haven't heard this probably since back then, but it has that song Jeremy on the same album, yeah? Album 10.
No, I think that's an album called Jeremy.
Oh, is it?
Isn't it?
Well, that's the one I used to listen to. So maybe I don't know this one, man.
That's a big song. That's one of their big songs.
That was the big hit that I remember, yeah. Or Even Flow as well. That's another one.
Jeremy's talking.
Yeah, but do you remember Even Flow? Even Flow. Oh, I love that song, man.
Saul was really into Pearl Jam, and I was really into Nirvana.
Soul two. from
yeah, he was like, no, Pearl Jam, and I was like, no, bro, Kurt Cobain, yeah.
Where were you when Kurt Cobain died, when you heard the news?
Bro, I was at school. I remember one guy, I fucking loved him, yeah. And he was a good friend of mine. And he did a whole shrine above his bed, because we had to sleep at school, but like a whole... shrine around his bed of these Kurt Cobain pits, and he was crying and shit. And I think,
oh wow,
I was sad. I was a little bit rocked as a kid.
I was in Syria.
Shit, oh, were you?
I was in Syria on holiday with the family, and we were in a hotel. What year did he die? Was it 93 or 92? Something like that. Anyway, but I remember watching. We were watching the TV in the hotel, and my sister just started crying. My sister was My sister started bawling her eyes out, man. I was like, oh,
really?
Shit. Yeah.
1994, 5th of April, 94.
Okay. I would have been 13.
Man, I was 13, bruv. Yeah. God damn.
That was probably the catalyst that made me go into hip hop. Like, once Kurt Cobain blew his brains out, I was like, yo, you know what? It's all about hip hop now. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't at all. Let's play.
Kurt Cobain died. That was like the beginning of, right, now skaters and people like that can start getting beats. Yeah. And all the rumors started. And then before that, Kurt Cobain was just holding all of the communities together. Just.
Just about.
All right, Nirvana's all right. Nirvana's all right. Nirvana's all right. It's true. Jam, I will beat you for listening to them. They're pussy off.
Yeah, it's true. Pearl Jam, just outside.
Huh? Yeah, Kurt Cobain. When Kurt Cobain died, that was it. There was but Kurt Cobain.
How many hip-hop references in lyrics were there? Yo, I blow your mind like Kurt Cobain, you know what I mean? Or like, there's been loads of Kurt Cobain blowing your head off references.
That was a really good rhyme, by the way. Really good rhyme.
Yeah, thanks,
I blow your head off like Kurt Cobain. Like, it rhymes really well. It's a good little
thing. I
blow your mind.
What rhymes with Kurt Cobain? Anyway, no worries. Pearl Jam, Release.
Pearly Flames, Dirty Jane.
Oh, bugger, hold on. Let me turn it up. Sorry, it's not turned up.
Yeah, give it a little bit of vollers.
Sorry, mate.
Give it a little bit of vollers, bruv. The pronouns are bruv and geese.
Bruv and geese.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't recognize it so far.
Yeah. All Pearl Jam songs are the same. That is the thing.
Oh, right, okay.
They're all the same. Just have fun.
I'm gonna blow my brains out now with a fucking shotgun, man. What the fuck? That was depressing. But
yeah, I used to love that. Great. Oh dear dad, can you see me now? I am myself like you somehow. It's fucking
yeah, that's
deep, I'll ride the wave where it takes where it takes me.
It's like, dad, can you see me right now drawing a cock and balls on the side of your house?
Now that was a rhyme.
That's a rhyme, yo.
That was a rhyme. Oh, dear dad, can you see me now drawing a cock and balls on the side of your house? Yes, Amber.
Yes, man. Yo, I've got a rant. I think I have a rant anyway, but it winds me up, yeah? On Instagram, there's like an epidemic of AI face swapping on hotties, yeah? Because my algorithm, let me explain. So my algorithm, you know, I'm sure you've all seen it, yeah? On Instagram, there's the thirst
trap. Fat boys and BBWs, you know, and all this takes a graph.
It's like a weird voiceover or this latest song trend or whatever, and then they're just on there with a very low-cut top or a very short skirt, and they're just jiggling their body around. Like, that's literally all it is, yeah? Just like on the side of, like, you know, on the side of Instagram where it won't kick you off for indecent behavior. You know what I mean? Some of them really go,
yeah, showing the nani, but still yeah. got the knickers on, yeah? So yeah. you can't throw us off.
Or that, or they like
getting my baps out, yeah, but saying it's for breastfeeding lessons, bro. Yeah, you know what I mean?
There's
yeah,
the breastfeeding.
Only fans, yeah. Only fans in the link, yeah. Only fans.
Or they'll have like a bright light behind them. They'll stand in front of a window and wear a really thin dress. And then you can literally just see everything through the, like, just stupid shit like that, yeah. And men without.
Khalas. This is disgusting. We have to think about the lady listeners.
Listen, they're very aware of that this happens, man. I'm sure they've happened across.
Yeah, do you know what? And this is really bringing down women. Other women doing this? Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's the women who are doing it. Yeah. No one's got a gun to their head saying, fucking do it. They know what they're doing. Yeah. They're manipulating men, and men with their ape brains are just like, woo, like that, and fucking follow her and whatnot. But anyway,
give me a little sugar.
Let me get to my point. What I've been noticing now, a lot of them, beautiful bodies, but then you look closely at the face and it's a face swap. Oh, no.
Yeah. And she's done it because she's Butters, bruv.
Well, check this out. That's what I thought at first. I thought there's like, they're all loads of Butterheads now. Yeah. Butterhead is everything looks good, Butterhead. Yeah. So I thought, they're just, you know, not so good looking in the face. So they just do a face swap with a hot woman and just have their body. You know what I mean? And that's what I thought it was. But now I realize that it's scammers. Yeah. Do fake pages, get videos from fit girls who post those videos, and then so that they don't get caught out for like copyright or whatever from those people, they swap in the faces with a different face. And you can tell them once, well, you can tell if you just look at it closely, you can usually tell the face moves slightly slower than the rest of their body. It's very done.
It's a fucking video.
They're videos. Videos, man.
On the face, on a still.
It's getting to a point now where if you didn't know what to look for, you wouldn't notice it. But you can see, like, there's usually a line between the bottom of the neck where the neck and the head join. The teeth are a dead giveaway. Like, when the mouth opens, you can kind of see it. They look like hologram teeth. And also, they never put anything in front of their face. Obviously, they don't, you know, they do a little dance or whatever, but their face is always... Nothing goes in front of it, or else that would fuck with the AI and shit. Anyway, I just something I noticed that it just winds me up now. So,
but listen, I'm going to send you right now, and you can put it on the pod, but you'll have to blur out some of the other bits, some of the copy.
All right.
But this is me. But the Skip, Tim Lee's brother Skip, made it into a woman. You were talking about face swapping it. That's me, and they've made. That's me. It's a bird, mate. You can't even. That's how hot I am, bro.
Damn, son.
That's how hot I am.
That's mad, yo. So that's you. He made you into a woman. You know what's crazy, theme? You know what I had prepared that I never actually got to do. Got loads of, because you can do that. There's an app where you can make you. What would you look like as a woman? What would you look like as an old man? What would you look like
as a kid? Look at this one I'm sending you now. The full fatty inside joke.
Theme is showing us a picture. That one's hilarious.
Like, I could look like that if I was fat, if I was like just trying to stay a bit fit. I'll still play football for the side, mate. You know what I mean? He looks like that kind of geezer, like, smashes the pints.
Bare pints with a curry every night. Yeah. Full on, like, you know, tikka masala. Yeah. Massive one. Yeah. Oh my God.
Fucking
But yo, you don't understand. I put loads of hip hop dudes, like rappers, and I made them into women. And then I was going to show them to you and see whether you'd hit it or pass. Pass or like smash or pass. Yeah. Maybe we'll do that in a future episode. But yo, listen, theme, we have questions and we have graph critique to get through, man. So I reckon we should dive into question number one. People,
are we telling stories though or what? Or are we going straight into questionnaires? What's
time? 23 minutes. We got, it's up to you, man. I was just thinking, let's do a question now, then you can tell a story afterwards, man.
While you're playing the question.
Yeah.
Ah, I got an answer for last week's question from me, Cope. Cope.
What's that?
C-O-P-E.
Oh, Cope 2.
Most overrated writer.
Yeah. Most overrated.
Wasn't that the question?
Yeah. Most overrated writer ever. Yeah. And we had loads of people saying Cope 2. Loads of people messaging Cope 2.
Did we?
Well, yeah, on the Instagram. Yeah, when I posed the question on Instagram.
I saw him beefing with our boy Scheme online.
Don't be beefing.
The man stepped in, bro. Man's like, listen.
I mean, I don't get all the look. Here's a picture of me and Cope 2 here. Yeah, I met him when I was out in an event in fucking Italy, man. But yeah, I don't know. Apparently, he's a rat, and then I've heard someone say he's a pedophile, and I've heard some all the standard things that people get fucking threatened with or fucking.
I love it whenever something happens like that, and you're a geezer. Like, eventually, being a nonce will come out. Like it's just he's like, also a nonce. Someone's at a rally, like, yeah, pedo, yeah, he's a fucking nonce.
Yeah,
and it starts off.
So I don't know any of the details or whatever. He was a nice bloke when I met him. Obviously, I didn't have a massive chat with him or anything, but he was there, so I took a quick picture, said hello. He seemed like a nice enough bloke. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I see so much shit online. Yeah,
people I'm talking about Gref, and I'm big up our friend Asiu. I always take the piss out of him and say, but Cope 2's got like two outlines, bruv. That's it.
Yeah, it's true. He's got his throw up that he does, and then that piece. 99%
of the time, he just does a throw up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what he's well known for. You know what I mean? So fair enough. Actually, there's a really funny video. There's a funny video of him doing the Cope throw up in a gallery, surrounded by all these Ponzi art guys. Man, they're all standing around him, and it pans around. It's just him on a canvas doing his like really simple throw up, and everyone's there going, "Ooh, wow!"
Yeah, in their drainpipe jeans and their massive vans. It's all Italians and Spanish and shit. It was a Cope 2 music. I saw that. People were going in on the comments on that. I think I saw something about it on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. I'll try and find the vid, man.
But this geezer doing a fucking exhibition with one outline.
You know? But like, he's a bomber, man. Like, you know what I mean? I would class him.
There was a time when there was a lot on like of shop shutter bombing, street bombing.
There was never
mad train. There was trains.
Oh, there's trains. But yeah, you can see some of them early Cope trains. They're a bit toy. They're a bit toy. You know, he was trying to do pieces then and he was there.
But it seems to piss everyone off. He's only got one outline. And you know, if you battered New York and got all city while you were doing Graf, then fine. Mm. Keep that. That's Graf.
Yeah.
But if you've been doing it for like 50 years or some shit, at least, man. Do something different, man. Like, don't go to like galleries and do this throw up and the set. Look, bruv, we know, bruv. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's good marketing ploy, man. Just that simple throw up, really legible, just bam, 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 bam everywhere. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, he's kind of working it like that, I guess, man. But yeah.
It's a good throw up. It's a good throw up. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's decent, man.
Play the blackout question and don't get angry with me, yeah? Because I'm going to go and get a beer out the freezer. You know what I mean?
All right, go. Just don't
talk. I'm listening.
All right, cool. Question number one. And everyone listening now, please send in your questions or your queries or problems for us to solve. Don't be shy, all right? Send us a DM on the Instagram. The links are all below. Fucking theme, man. Check him out, man. It's making noise in the background. I'm just kidding.
I knew that was going to happen.
I'm kidding. Here we go.
Yo, safe, boys, yeah? Wait, thanks for answering my question last week, yeah, innit? Well, safe of you, fam. So, look, got another one, innit? Like, I was just wondering, like, either of you boys, like, safe, yeah? If you ever been out on a mission, yeah, and you've taken, like, a newbie or a toy with you, have you got any stories about that? Like, you know, taking someone under your wing and like showing them the ropes, and maybe they embarrassed you or something crazy happened. I don't know. So yeah, that's my question. Isn't it safe, fam? Isn't it safe?
All right, thanks for that question. So, have you ever taken?
I reckon he's a brethren of Mudlag.
Yeah, I think him and Mudlag are cool, man. Have you ever taken a toy or a newbie on a mission? And they've like done something stupid or embarrassed you or something. I mean, every crew has a dude in their crew who's not really a writer, but just tags along and just, you know, just to fuck around or to just for the thrill of it, you know? We had a couple of those, man. But they knew what they were doing, though. So, you know, I don't think I couldn't say a moment where they like embarrassed me. You know what, actually? I did a mission in south of France. You know the spot. You've been there.
I know the spot. I like that reach.
Me and Insa, yeah, you've seen the reach. Well, I took Talal, my brother, on that mission. He's a toy. He's a newbie. Well, he doesn't write, but he came with us.
This is why you would have let Talal come on Christmas Day.
That's not why. Talal's just a nutter. He just wants to come on the mission, but he's just going to slow us down, man. You know what I mean?
If Talal came on that mission...
Yeah,
that would have been able to say to Insta, no, we're going home because Talal's going home. But we would have called it off much earlier. It would have been much better because we fucking walked for like fucking
for miles, hiking. Yeah. It's more, I wouldn't want Talal come on a mission just because it's just an extra thing I have to worry about, you know what I'm saying, and keep my eyes on and stuff. But anyway, this one in south of France, you saw the mission, really simple, easy. You have to jump anything. You just walk up there. But we just mainly needed Talal to look out, to keep dog. And I have to say, he did a good job, man. He did a good job. I don't remember him.
I've done
embarrassing
that. I've bought loads of people to keep dog. I've taken my kids to paint in a. Do you remember the old Acton spot near Acton Town Tube?
Oh yeah.
Like a basketball court.
Yeah.
We painted there. Here's a photo of me and Manny with a piece there.
Hey.
But I took my kids there one time and went downstairs, went into the pit, started painting. And a couple of rude boys came out of the block of flats with like these dogs that were just they had no control of these
fuck
dogs.
That,
these
man.
Kids.
Fuck
no
that.
No control. And Alex and Leah were like fucking four or something like that.
Oh man, that's
like
my worst nightmare.
They were edible. You know what I mean? Just edible.
Exactly.
Defenseless and edible.
Bruv. Even the dog, like just testing, just even like a little like test bite would fuck them up, you know?
Yeah, but it was the aggression and the growling and they were all over them. They couldn't keep them on the chain. And they were shitting this. That was like, that's, you know, not really a graft.
No, it's not.
They can bear people down.
I've told this before. This is an early, early mission where we took one guy. He used to write PAK, P-A-K. But I think I've told this on the pod already. We're there painting and I turn around and he's there doing a piss on the train tracks.
And you're like, yo.
And I'm like, yo, man. He's like just missing the third rail, man.
No,
I'm like,
you're winking.
No, I rugby tackled him, man. And then we got piss everywhere like that. I was just like, get the fuck off. I was like, don't piss on there. You can't piss in the bush, man.
Shit,
you idiot. Man. So there you go. There's one. But nah, luckily, touch wood, no real, you know, embarrassing or bad situations. You know what I mean?
Taking people to fucking bits, yeah.
All right, you can have a little think about it while I play my song. Look, check it out, people. I brought my turntable down here. So this is Madism, the Buckwild remix.
All we do is small Madism.
Yeah, Channel Live, Matt with KRS-One.
Yeah. I know you're digging this type of shit right here. We about to spark it on the mic. Yeah. So starts when I walk down the block, it reach in my pocket. Yo, where's my knock? It follows me into the spot, compelling. Go check the dread, and yes, he's upselling. Up and out the gate, I'm a potential felon. It's a misspelling, like I ain't even telling. Channel 1-2, I'm smashing the law. Channel 3, I make a run to the store. Channel 4, leave the store with the Billy, cause I spark the ism. I'm off the channel live.
Wake up in the morning, got the yearning for herbs. Which loses ups and downs, metaphors and verbs. An adjective, seen a magic kit when I'm picking. Multi-flavor bags and sets for the picking. So listen to the ism as it talks non-stop. Hawaiian when I'm rhyming, but so is the chocolate tie. Now the high starts to settle. Kicking fat lyrics that rock like heavy metal.
I'm coming out in odds with a slip of said seat. When I speak, big up Matt, hello and Malik. Like John Lennon, yes, I'm ICM and I start grinning and syllables start bending. My style is untangible, like a wild animal. Check the label as it goes round, it's all capital. That's what I'm smacking you with, cause it's easy. Like Lionel Richie, your whole style is bitchy. Switch me, mix me, somebody hit me. Don't let me rip out my clothes like Bill Bixby. Ripping a microphone till I'm motherfucking 60. Smoking an indoor by the window is sticky.
Spark the ism, my expertism is lyricism. My flow will take you over like I was hypnotism.
Yes, Channel Live there, boy.
All I do is spark madism.
In it, man.
All I do is spark madism. I do like that tune. I've got that tune. That tune comes on a lot in my house.
What, the remix, yeah? The Buckwild remix.
Or that
the
original tune right there, yeah.
Yeah, I love that, man, that beat. Wait, let's check the instrumental quickly. Just one sec.
Start grinning.
Just classic 90s hip-hop.
Got the instrument. You got the vinyl. He's got his thing there. It's nice.
Yo, man, I just remembered something. Yesterday, I was on the train, yeah, and it was packed. And I did the most awful fart
no way.
You ever smell in your life, proper eggy one, man. I usually try not to, but I couldn't help it, yeah?
I just hot and silent.
And then, like, but then I like, and just to throw off, like, anyone thinking it was me, you know, you do that fake kind of, like, looking around, like, well, who did that? Like, you know. I'm doing the fake look around, like you know, like ruffling up my nose, going, "Oh man, who the fuck did that?" Like,
so there was a spare seat down there.
I just remembered that. I thought, "Yo, I gotta bring that up on the pod."
That's brilliant. I love shit like that.
Yeah, this shit was hilarious. But I hate when it happens to me though, like in a rave, when you're in the middle of a dance floor and then you just smell the dirtiest, like, fucking cocaine fart or whatever. And you're just like, oh, man, I get so pissed off. I'm like, how dare you make me taste your fucking poo particles,
your right in this particles.
For fuck's sakes. But, you know.
Unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
I love shit like that, you know, when you're like pretending to the public who don't know you. I have so many fake phone calls on my mobile.
So many.
All the time. It pulls me out of so much shit. You know, when you like stop and chats, I hate stop and chat. I can't stop and chat, especially like around work and always going in the same. That's why I don't say, if you say good hello and all right, and we've got two lifts in this building. We're going to go down a lift across the communal garden, down the next lift. The amount of people you trapped in the lift with them, I'm just not getting into it in this place. I'm not getting into it. I'm not going to be start saying hello and stuff like that.
That's annoying.
Because then you're stuck for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Every time you see, oh, you're right, stop and chat. But you're going to stop and chat, you're like, oh, sorry, I've got to, hi, mate, I'm just getting it.
And you've got to lay the groundwork early, like you said, man. Yeah, because, if you open this door now, then that's it. You're trapped for the rest. Oh, man.
You've
got to be careful, man. You've got to be careful. You can't be so willy-nilly with your
shit. Yeah, but you can use them in a good way as well. You know, you can use favorite flight. You say, oh, that bird definitely speaks French, right? I'm going to say, yep, so they're like, no, you have a fake conversation and you say some French things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, maman, like you say to her, his mum's French.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Le frère savent, maman, tu voyages tout seul ou quoi? He speaks French.
I always do the Arabic thing, innit? But like, and also, like, if I'm on the train with my sister, with my brother, we can chat about the people around us in Arabic. Actually, I got a funny story about that. Yeah.
You've got to get a nice, if you got some hot Arabic lass with a round booty, she can become part of Aunt's house. Imagine how good.
Yeah.
Sure. All you sexy Arabic ladies. Salam alaikum, alaikum salam. I'd like to invite you to please send in your contact, Shubakulo. Send in, if you're not doing this, Shubakulo, your pictures to Aunt's house so Maddie can select the most beautiful Arab lady across all of the lands.
There we go.
You can become part of the Arms House as well.
Look, theme, the podcast pimp right here, trying to find me a woman. All right, let's go into question number two. All right, let's go.
Yeah, bye. Who do you reckon's got the best one-letter throw-up in London? I mean, the real London throw-up, the one-letter. Who's got the best one in London?
There we go. Thanks for sending that in. Who's got the best one-letter throw-up in London? I mean, we've mentioned Spo before. It's got the S. Personally, I don't know, man. For me, it's between Spo and Kuza. Kuza with that K. But they're similar, the Spo. We've mentioned that before as well.
We've mentioned exactly that, bro.
Yeah.
Inspired by one of the... Kuza's one of the baddest throw-ups,
man.
Bass
has got a cool one. Bass has got a cool one. But now, for me, it's the Asia snake, man. It's the Asia snake. Even though it's an S.
It wasn't a throw.
That was a throw up, bro. What do you think it was? That's my favorite, man. The Asia snake. The S.
And that was for Asia? I thought that was just him doing a snake. Well, that wasn't a throw up of his reach.
No, it was. It's a throw-up, man. It's a throw-up.
I think it was the S.
Yeah, I don't know. No, but we called him Snake Belly, was his nickname. You know what I mean? Asia, you know, and it's called the Asia Snake. You know what I mean? And it's a throw-up, man. Okay, it might be more of a symbol than a letter or whatever, but I would class that as a as a throw up, man, a one letter throw up. Who else has got a good one? There's a bunch, man. There's a bunch, but I'm like, I've been put on the spot now trying to think of one. Fuck.
Touch.
Oh, with the N throw up. That's a classic. Very simple, though, but I mean, it's to the point. Does the
stop walking behind the podcast. What's the matter with you?
Cállate is Mrs.
You see, how, that's how I talk to my wife on a daily basis.
The podcast pimp. What did I say? You would like
to so say, get in your room, bitch. That's what I'm saying, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention to the listeners, Theme's got his Karen wig on.
What do you mean?
Oh, is that just your real hair? Yeah. All right.
My pronouns are brother and geese, bro. You can't just assume my gender because sorry. Of that. No, you're going to get Aunt's house shut down, bro. If you can't do that.
Fair enough. I'll bring Aunt's house to your mom's house. All right. Shall we go into graph critique or we got another question?
We're really missing out.
Well, you had a story. What story did you want?
I do have a story. We're really missing out on my story, but we're really missing out someone who's got a one letter throw up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
Let us know in the comments who we missed out, man.
Shit, yeah, let us know in the comment. Give us a little bollocking in the comments. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we've forgotten big one. K, that one. Who was it? Key? Key had a nice just Key. K.
The K. But what about Fuel?
He's Fuel, got that F. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That one's quite dope.
I think the Kooza Rock is the one for me. The Kooza and Spo.
Yeah.
Kooza
yeah.
and Spo. Wait, so when Alex me, when he was man, personal. Yeah, bun the snake, bro. No, don't bun the snake, bro.
I was talking about Alex and Leo when they were Alex and Leo. I was talking about Alex when he was desperately needing a piss.
Oh yeah.
Got back into bed. And we're saying to Andrea, oh, the kids, they're not built like they used to be. They're kids, they're like, listen to what it was like when I was at school. Yeah, and she was like, I started telling all these stories. And one of them, I thought, fuck me, I got to tell it to Maddie. It was ridiculous. So imagine this 90s rude boy picture the scene, yeah?
Yeah.
Selected for like some horrific military course, yeah? Two people out of the UK get selected. Two people from Wales, two people from, for some reason, like bare people from Scotland, yeah? But then there was like, it was literally two people. And me and this other geezer in the same school as me, in the same unit as me, we were the two to get selected.
Mm.
So the school was like all on it, like, we're the best, the both positions have gone to our school, And we were thinking, fucking hell. If you go and do that, this is part of getting the army to pay for your fees for university, yeah.
Oh, like
they give you like petrol, like a sponsorship. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the word? Like in America, when you do like a basketball thing, and then
a scholarship
or whatever. Yeah, yeah, kind of thing. Anyway, yeah.
He's on a basketball scholarship. He's thick as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not really. It was for like it was a military school. And all of the other places would have been military, like places, whatever they were, schools or units or whatever. Yeah.
Hmm.
And we got selected. Me and this geezer Duncan, we got selected. Yeah. And we don't know what we're doing. We're going to Germany for like fucking 6 to 8 weeks or some shit like that. Yeah. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We get selected. There's mad pressure on like it was the Royal Engineer. We were in this like Royal Engineers unit. The school was, and it wasn't the army, do you know what I mean? But it was like, it was fucking like basically the army for youths, and everyone went in the army after that. Yeah. And it was for naughty boys. It's when I got booted out of bare different schools.
Yeah.
So obviously went to school with dude, and it's like three schools later than that. When my dad was like, nah.
So this is after you'd set fire to the school, after you'd shot someone in the face in the school, and then after you'd like poisoned all these fish in the school in someone's house.
Bust up Mr. Teskey with a chair.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Hobson had a heart attack or no, a nervous breakdown. Yeah. The music teacher, fucking. He was a pussy. And so we get selected, yeah? We don't know what we're doing. We don't know how intense it's going to be, but we know it's going to be fucking intense, like ridiculous. because we were getting mad props for getting in. When I was only in there for about 3 years by then. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like fucking
what's the big
hoo-ha? Bro, we're flying to Germany. And then I'm starting thinking, like, holy shit, what's going on? Bro, I'm like 16, 17, 15, man. Whatever, like the age before the army is. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And we fly over there, yeah. On the plane, yeah, the geezer's like, yo, everyone's sweet. My name's Canadian. He was like this Canadian geezer, you know what I mean? Because they're part of the same fucking, you know, the Commonwealth and all that shit. You know what I mean? They're the same fucking, the Queen's Army.
Yeah.
And bare Canadians on this plane, yeah, like they were the organizers of this like fucking thing in Germany. And we get on the plane and he's like, yo, yeah, it's all good. Congratulations to everyone on here. First thing we're going to do is we're going to land, yeah? But we're going to start on the next day. So everyone's blessed. So really feeling like, okay, cool. Like, you know what I mean? Yo, we're going for a barbecue. We're going swimming. Hotel with the pool. Like, it's going to be cool. Everything's going to be bliss. Because the first day, you get to know each other. And I'm like, yeah, this sounds like, yeah.
They ease you into it or something.
Yeah, but those words exactly, like barbecue and swimming pool. That's what I remember. Yeah. Is everyone chatting? Okay, but you've got to get changed now, because you know we're going to land in the airport. We're going to get straight on. We're going to go to the hotel. You know, hey, you've got to get changed now on the plane. Like, yeah. But they were like, they sold it. Yeah, everyone gets in there, and everyone knows that it's a competition anyway. So like, everyone gets in like fucking swimming costume and shit, and then like jumper back on and rear. But had to keep like just your shorts on, like swimming trunks on. I don't even think I put a jump. You weren't allowed to put a jumper on or anything. Yeah, you weren't. Okay. I had a T-shirt. They issue you a T-shirt, yeah?
Yeah.
And it doesn't say, it's not nothing military, this T-shirt. It's like, you know, Germany 2000 and whatever, you know, whatever year it was. Yeah.
Theme. Is your microphone on, bro? For some reason, you're sounding a bit off. I don't know why.
Yeah. So they give you a T-shirt, yeah? And you're in there on the plane. And if I can, when it lands... Before it lands, like you buckle your seatbelt, rare. This is what we're going to do. We're going to land in the airport and we're going to go straight to, straight into parade. Yeah. And you're like, oh, fucking hell, sweet.
Yeah.
We're going to get on the quick name check, get on this coach and bosh to the hotel. And even saying, like, you know, tonight you need to sleep well. You're going to have a big day tomorrow, rare. You're like, okay, sweet. This is going to be sweet. Barbecue, catch the mutt. I was fucking starving. And plane lands, everyone gets off, gets into parade on this fucking thing for like the first time ever. So anyone just stands next to anyone, like no one knows.
Gets into parade, what's that? Like when you all line up?
Parade. Yeah.
Okay.
But you're just in fucking swimming trunks, yeah? Some people didn't have trainers, bruv.
Oh, shit.
Some people had like, you know what I mean, whatever, flip-flops and shit. Some people were like, you know what I mean, they got chained. They're like really trying to show, oh, I'll get changed. I'll show them what, yeah, I'm changed, second, sir, and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And that's it. We don't see none of them lot again, yeah? These geezers come out head to toe in black. All black. Black helmet, black visor, bro. Black military, black boots, black gloves, black. You can't see them, yeah?
German guys?
I don't know.
Oh, right.
Because on this thing, there's fucking these Scottish dudes, Welsh dudes, English dudes,
Canadian
dudes.
Yeah.
And some of them, and then squaddies from like other, you know, fucking regiments and shit like that, doing shit on this in this place. The geezer goes fucking mental, yeah?
Oh,
like,
shit. Mental.
Bro, I'm standing there in my fucking... I'm like 16 years old and I'm fucking standing there shivering in my little fucking swimming truck on some airport parade, bro.
Jesus.
And I've come from school. I don't know what the fuck's going on if they're taking the piss. But it's one of them ones, you know, back in the day when people shout at you and shit when you're a kid, you instantly know by the level of if it's absolute militants, like we've gone way too far. It was like instantly like that. I'm like, yo.
Damn. Well, like
what
regiment,
the fuck is this?
What they called in the like, yo, drop and give me 20, like that guy.
Yeah, but drill sergeant, but like in full combat, like going mental, like with loads of them come out, yeah?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Get on the floor, press arms, bosh, blah, 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 blah. Everyone got blindfolded,
oh,
dashed in the van.
Damn.
Land Rover.
Yeah. So they were playing you,
these Land Rovers.
They were playing.
See these Land Rovers pull up. Yeah, we know. Yeah. We thought we were going for a barbecue. talking about?
Yeah, they were fucking with you on
this.
It's the
worst plane in all time. Yeah. This is the difference between kids now and then. I am blindfolded in a fucking Land Rover amongst fucking huge geezers in my little swimming trunks. I had shoes on, bro. Me and Duncan had shoes on, yeah? And taken in a Land Rover. And they're speaking like French, Canadian French. And then there's some speaking in like English. And so one boy in our van shouted. He was like fucking shitting himself. He's like, what's going on? They went fucking mental at him.
Damn.
Fuck me, yeah. Booted out of this van, boof, still blindfolded. Boof. You can hear like a rucksack down next to you, boof, boof, and a map and a compass, boof, and a dust.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And like, after a while, and people start taking their blindfolds off, yeah. And you wake up just in the forest.
Oh,
just complete,
God.
Like thick German outback forest. Yeah? Like, yo. Like this, some I remember some people had like flip flops and shit.
Oh,
I don't know what
days.
The fuck happened to them. Yeah,
so, oh, shit.
You gather around, and for fucking, I don't know, somehow fucking Duncan was there. There was like four or six of us dumped out of this Land Rover. Yeah?
Oh, so they split
bare,
you all up. They split you
bare
up.
Bare Land Rovers. Yeah, there was like 30 kids on this thing. Different locations, yeah.
That's crazy.
Not wake up, we weren't knocked out, but get up, like slowly look around, see like this forest and things. That holy fucking shit, where the fuck are we? Like, what the fuck? I'm in swimming, like, I'm shitting my pants. I was about to cry. Yeah. I'm like, are you? Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, they were militant, yeah.
Wow.
And so I'm like, right, we've all got these backpacks, everyone opens a backpack, and then there's some guards. From the guards, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looking around, there's a map and a compass that amongst this shit.
So proper survivalist training, basically.
Yeah, look on the map, it's covered in plastic, it's a checkpoint location. Yeah, you're like, what? The compass there. Me and Duncan at school, we were wicked at orienteering. Yeah?
Okay.
I didn't know anything about it. And there's the one thing I didn't want to do. And he told me about it, told me how like it can help you and how important it is. And I did it with him. So for him doing the thing, I was like, yo, nice. Orienteering, yeah? We're going to go. Be there in less than 6 hours. Yeah? And you're like, bro, how far is this place? So we have to work it out. It's like one of them proper compasses where you can turn and put it on the mat and do all the shit. And we're like, we're going this way, yeah? We went with this one other guy. And we went, yeah? We got to the checkpoint before 6 hours. We had the trousers, like combat. So I can't remember if we had just normal trainers and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get to the checkpoint, bruv. And we've been walking for like four and a half, 5 hours. Yeah? And the way you do it, yeah, when everything looks exactly the same. So if you're in a location where everything is just trees, you can't see landmarks and shit like that. You have to pinpoint a particular tree or a particular, just anything that reminds you of that's the one. Yeah. So it's got four branches coming off the top. That one's broken. And then it's just boshed.
Stop you from walking around in circles, isn't it?
So line it up into your direction of the ultimate, like the last point is the checkpoint. And anything that's in that line, you're like, yo, this that thing there. Okay,
or a hill.
That thing.
It could be a hill, or they could be the sun. What about the sun's direction?
But sometimes you can't see those things. Yeah, of course you can tell by the sun where
overcast.
It is.
Overcast,
But sometimes you can't see those things or everything. If you're in a jungle or if you don't see any of that shit,
true.
You just see the same. But this is like a thick wooded forest, yeah? Obviously not as dangerous as the fucking jungle. But we lined up this thing. Right, we're going to go to that checkpoint. That was like we made it our own check because we know that's in the line. And then when you get there, you do the orienteering again, do the map again, point it in the same thing again. And then we go, right, we go to the next. So you know you're going in a straight line and not getting
off. Boy Scout shit, man. You know me. Like,
Exactly. But this ain't no Boy Scout, like, bro. This was fucking military.
Were you like tying things round on the trees like that every time you went?
We had nothing.
No.
We had ration packs that you could just put in boiling water and it would boil up food in the pack. You just ate out of the pack.
But you only got 6 hours, though. Torch. You got 6 hours.
When we get to this check fucking point, we're like, yo, we're the nuts. We put on like a bit of a pace. There's a map on there. I'm like literally pinned on just a fucking piece of timber. Take it off.
So
next checkpoint, 8 hours. Yeah.
Oh,
you're
shit.
Like, wait, what? You know what I mean? What the fuck's going on? Yeah. Anyway, we decided to have a bit of a chat there, like whether we, this, like, what the fuck's going on? This is fucking mental. Is this even a thing? And we haven't seen anyone where there's been like, no, don't worry. Or,
they haven't explained the situation.
There was a secret word.
there was a secret word on your, which they gave you when they chucked all the packs down and we were on the floor, like coming out the Land Rover, they repeatedly shouted, if you want to get out, you say this word.
Like a safe word, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're getting fucked, yeah. You need a safe word.
That was
word
all there was. So we're like, yo, all we've been told is this fucking safe word. There's no one fucking here. We've not met any senior. We've not met any officer. We've not been like, hello. There's not been no name check.
Yeah, but they've shipped you in. They've shipped you in because you're the elite of the elite soldiers, man. You know what I mean?
The utes of the utes. The utes of the utes. Yeah. But yeah, like the best day there. And we're fucking, right. So we're having this chat. All of a sudden, like again, Land Rovers. They all pull up, yeah. And they just get out and fucking weigh us in. On the floor, Bosch. Like, these geezers are men, you know what I mean? And none of us are, like, doing anything back, pushing it up. We know there's something to do with part of it. But they're saying to us, yeah, that it's their day off, and they live in the barracks over there. They see this. They know when it's on every time. So we know we can fuck with you. We're going to fuck with you.
Oh, shit.
You can't. We're not actually in it. No one will know that we did this because we were just driving back to the barracks on our day off. We're going to go and have a beer. Like, fuck you, the pussies, and all this shit. And you were like, what the fuck, yeah? Blindfolded again and just like, bam, put on the floor. We can feel all of us lying down next to each other on the floor, yeah? And then one by one, they just take the kids next to me. And I'm lying there on my J's. And he's like, do you want to say safe word? Do you want to say? And I'm like, not saying anything. Because I'm still confused. Not because I'm a bad man, but I'm confused. I'm like, is this... Because they were older than us.
Yeah, exactly. It blatantly was part of it.
He was saying, like, we live... Yeah, blatantly was. Yeah. Like,
they were fucking with me, yeah.
It's our day off. And you're like 15, 16, 17. You're like, are they like, what? Like, what?
Yeah, they're psychologically trying to test you whether you know, what you can handle, what you can't handle.
So I went into this thing. I'm just not going to say shit.
No, of course.
If I don't hear the other kids speak, I'm not going to say shit.
Yeah.
It was like that. Anyway, yeah, yo, we're not going to be here. We're going to run you over. Yeah, we're going to run you over unless you speak.
Hold on. Yeah. So this is basically training for if you get lost in enemy territory and you've got to work your way back, and maybe you get taken as a prisoner of war. Maybe, like, this is all psychological kind of
training. Does exist? That training does exist.
Well, it sounds like it to me. Like, you've been plonked in the middle of fucking nowhere. You don't know where you are. You've got to get to this point. That's it. And you've got limited amount of...
Just to see who's going to say I'm out.
Who's going to flake first.
It's just for that.
Yeah, go on.
And I'm not saying shit. They said, we're going to run you over.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, unless you start speaking, and they tell you what unit are you from,
what ends you from, bro, blood.
Yeah, all this kind of shit, and he's not saying anything. He says, we're going to run you over, bro. Mm. And I'm like, doesn't say anything. Geezer, like, bam, puts his boot on the side of my face and just holds me down, pushes me into the mud, yeah? He's like, bro, I'm going to run you over if you don't start fucking speaking now. And he's, like, swearing and shit. And I'm like, like, what the... This geezer's a man.
It's nuts.
And I can't do shit. You know what I mean?
Well, they own your ass.
I'm pressed into the mud like this. I'm thinking, fucking hell, like, fucking hell. And this kid, he says the words to get him out.
Yeah,
and he's like, "I'm out."
Oh,
I'm out.
Shit! The
kid who wasn't from our school, like, he kid who we took with us, he said, "I'm out."
Oh, so he
ended up telling me the story because he saw the whole thing because he takes a blindfold off and
Oh yeah,
I'm lying on the floor like this, and then I'm thinking, "No, I'm about to go fuck it. I'm gonna have to do something." Because even if they're with it, or if we got to the stage there, you're like, if they're not in it, or even if they are in it, now it's taking the piss and I'm going to switch.
Yeah, they've crossed the
London
line
on them, and at least tell them they're fucking cunts before they wave it in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is how it is. So, turns on the range.
You should have gone like, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Shukrullah. Made it really authentic.
This was before that, though, I swear. Before that.
No, it was the Gulf War was in...
it could have been the...
Yeah. Anyway, but...
But the geezer turns the Land Rover on there and drives it right next to my face.
Damn, man.
Right next to my face. It's on, so it's like vibrating. It's on. It's like the late 90s. the Land Rover engine's like,
right
next to my, and it's not like a Range Rover leathers, it's a fucking Defender, like it's nothing. It's like this metal piece of shit.
Yeah, and you can smell
the mad uncomfortable and shit. Yeah.
Oh man.
And it's rolling and it's like,
scary. It's like,
but I'm gonna run you over, bruv. I'm gonna run you over. That's scary. Unless you start speaking some shit. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Banner this. So unbeknownst to me, they start running me over. They put in their...
No
their,
way.
The wheel is touching my face. And the guy's going... Rrr, 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 and he's like, rrr, rrr, like... The wheel is getting put... And he's pushing me down into the mud. I'm like, yo, oh, they're running me over. They're squishing my head. I was screaming, going fucking mental.
That's nuts.
Pushing the wheel on my face, on my cheek, and then it goes more, it goes onto my head. They're pushing it on my head. I'm like, fucking hell. But I didn't say anything. I just started like, fucking, you know, cunts. I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah.
And they all eventually they've like come off me, reversed all their shit, and packed all their shit and just fucked off from.
Yeah.
We were still stuck with getting on the next place by 8 hours. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we had to do that. So no, they took the blindfold off and they fucked off. And we did the next thing. When we came back, when we all got together again, it was like days and days and days and days later, we saw that geezer. Because he was in Germany. He can't fly back until like the end of the thing. We saw the geezer who said, who gave the code word to get out.
Yeah, Flake, yeah.
And he said, bruv, they brought the Land Rover to your face, but that was it. The geezer walks round to the back of the Land Rover, gets the spare wheel with like a tire on it and shit, like two of them.
No.
And he, because one of them's got his foot on my face still, he puts his foot back on my face and they go, and the guy's revving it. And he's like, like wheeling the spare tire on my face and shit.
Oh my God.
And then we're like, proper like going, yeah, like between each other and the windscreen. I was thinking, those motherfuckers.
But that blatantly comes from some truth. That's blatantly happened to soldiers out on the field when they get captured behind enemy lines. They blatantly had shit like that happen to them. You know what I mean? This all blatantly comes from somewhere genuine, you know?
Anyway, that's what happens when you're a youth and you're born in the early 80s. That was the kind of fucking shit, you could do to kids. Yeah, back then, and we're not even back then. Like back then is like for me, like my granddad's kind of going to school. Right, that's what back then for me is.
Yeah,
I remember shit like that, and I remember saying to Andrea this morning, "Oh my fucking days! Could you imagine if they did that to my kids? Like I would go in there and shoot them. Like I would kill them all."
Well, you don't think it built character? You don't think it built character and because
it did in some ways, but it also fucks up character in other ways.
Yeah.
Like you know, it's different. It's not. Yeah.
I tell you what, when you were explaining, like when they dropped you off in the middle of nowhere, blindfolded, and then all you have is a map and a compass to get to this point, I've always wanted to do that, man. I'm just to see if I would be capable, how I would survive. You know, I'm sure most people have thoughts like that, but no one ever fucking gets literally thrown into that situation, man. So you should be pretty like proud of yourself that you can fucking that you have the capabilities to do
it. Did it? That's the first and you were, I say that
you were basically tortured as well halfway through. That's torture.
We lasted the whole 8 weeks. Me and this geezer Duncan. There was like six people left.
That's
makes it sound like it's SOS. This is for kids.
Yeah.
And there was like 30 destroyed, 6 remained. But it was 6 of us left.
But I bet
two Scottish guys. My mum's got the photos and shit. My dad came to pick me up. It's the only time he's ever said like, "Rah, like."
Right,
you did that. Because he must have known, because they must have said, like, because I'm a child, they must have said, look, we're going to fuck your kid up. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
He must have had to sign some shit.
Yeah, of course.
Because it was fucking... Because I remember him saying that like, you even look a bit bigger. Like, you look, you know what I mean? You look like respect. You know what I mean?
Right, man. Yeah.
And I remember last time he ever said it. I was like, yo, okay. You know what I mean? Maybe I just did something. And then we were like lined up for photos and shit.
Yeah.
And my mum has the photos. And I'm like, nah, maybe we're saying decent.
That's deep, man. That's deep. But like I said, man, I would never join the army, man. Sorry, but like fuck the army. I'm Arabic, yeah? So like the British army and the American army, they've done too much to my country.
Would you join the Arabic army?
Hell no, I wouldn't join the Arabic army.
You hear what I just said? What? Would you join the Arabic army?
The Arabic army, yes. I am a part of the Arabic
army. All of us together. Yeah.
Mate, I wish it was like that, but it's not. They're all fighting each other as well. But like, and I would definitely wouldn't join the Arabic. Well, right now in Syria, maybe now because I'm a bit older now, maybe not so much. But when I was a kid, my dad made me a Syrian identification. So I have a Syrian ID card. And he did it thinking it would just help me travel. If I want to go to Syria, it'll make it easier for me to travel. And obviously this was in 95.
You're going to say national service, no?
So now, yeah, and he fucked up because now if I fly to Syria, as soon as I get off the plane, they'll take me, put me in a fucking van, shave my head and dash me in the
really?
Army.
Really? You should do it. You should film the old house and do it. I'm in the best episode of all time.
Imagine.
And I just hold it down for like 2 or 3 years and then you just come back. It's like fully squaddied up. Amber, you'd be completely different,
yo, innit? But well, the thing is, obviously, I'd have to prove to them, no, I was born in England, I've got a British passport, I went to school here, all these things, and then you pay the government a bit of money, and then they'll let you out of the army. Like it's happened to people I know, you know what I'm saying?
It happened to people I know in France. Yeah, their older brothers had to join.
It took about army. 3 days or so, but they managed to get them back out. But like, but yeah, it's kind of scary, man. And so I definitely wouldn't join the Arabic army, but I wouldn't join.
I know people in the army. I know people in like the Foreign Legion.
Oh wow!
I know
okay,
people
yeah.
in not special forces because you wouldn't know, but I know people in the Royal Marines. I know people yeah. like.
I mean, it was standard. Like, my dad did it. He had to do it for a couple of years, and everyone he knew, you know what I mean? You have to kind of do that army thing, learn how to use a gun and all that shit. And they teach you as well how to go, la 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 la, and shoot up in the sky. That's part of the training.
Yalla, 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 yalla. Yalla, 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 yalla.
And shooting up in the air. That's part of the training for the Arab army. but I've always wanted to do that experience that you've done. Again, it's in my head, it's like, you know, I glorify it in my head. I'm sure it's a fucking horrific experience to actually be dashed in to do it. But
sometimes some of that shit's brilliant though.
Like, yeah, but I'd also love to do a boot camp. You know, that is it like 2 weeks or whatever, like for the American one, you know, like in all the movies, for the what are they called in America? The army guys?
Well, the British, the Army, the Navy SEALs. That's
not
the
Navy SEALs, the other one.
You're thinking about the Marines. Which
Marines,
is
the Navy. That's it. The yeah. Marine Corps.
That's the Navy.
Boot camp, yeah. Like, yeah. Like in the movie Full Metal Jacket, you
Full
know, the
Metal
beginning.
Jacket. Where they Mandy, you wouldn't last a fucking
I wouldn't last a second. They'll be like, drop and give me 20. And I'll be like,
stop putting myself over this shit and climbing up this rope and shit.
Now that I can do. I'm good at stuff like that. It's just like when it comes to like those exercise type things, then you know, but I'm good at I'm you know, I've got an athletic body. I can run, I can do long distance running, you know, with a little bit of training, I could do that, man. For sure. Ready, for real, man. Obviously
what you're saying. You can go and do long distance running, marine boot camp.
Yeah,
you can do this. You can never well,
I
do
would,
this.
It's not. I want. I could do it. I would love to try. I would love to try it just to see
yeah,
if
when
I
you
could.
Were 18,
yeah,
but
maybe
not now.
Well, maybe okay. Now maybe it'd be a bit more harder, but still, just to experience it. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, if you went to like Dorset and walked over the moors,
yeah,
walking.
Oh mate, I hate
you'd be
walking.
Dead.
Yeah,
you'd be
especially
dead.
With a backpack on, wet. Fuck that shit. But I'm just saying.
This is the thing with guys, it's including me. This is the thing yeah. you. When you get to 40, maybe when you get to 60, it's different. But when you get to 40 or 30,
yeah,
the only thing you've got to remember is your 20s or your 30s, which is when things were a lot easier.
Yeah.
So even when you're 40, a lot of the memories you have are like when you were 26, 25, 24, at the peak
yeah.
of a male human being.
Mm.
And so those are your memories. And you're like, yeah, I can do a bit of long distance. I can end up, bruv, if you ran for the bus now... Mm-hmm. You would be fucked.
I could do. I could.
If you
do
did
the
a
Marine
long
Corps,
distance,
I could
be. We'd be like the next day waking up from a long distance.
Oh, it'd be completely.
We'd just be in cramp, just completely cramp.
Bro,
be
I'll do
your
it.
Knees.
I'll do it with
hips.
A fag hanging out of my mouth. the whole
time. Do you know
time.
What I mean? My pronouns are geezer and bruv.
Yeah, man. Yeah, let's get into some fucking graph critique.
Graph critiques. Let's get the graph critiques going.
All
Episode
right.
71, arms house in the place. Leave a blood clot comment when you fucking watch the YouTube.
Yeah, boy. All right.
Oh, my days. My phone's just opened of that photo of me as a bird. And I've got to say, I'd definitely give me a squirt.
Oh, shit.
That is like the complete opposite of my type, that bird.
Yeah. You look kind of like that actress. There's a... I can't remember her name, though, so...
Whatever she is, she's hot as dick.
She's kind of hot. Fuck, where was the one I was going to pull out for today, man? All right, okay.
His pull-out game is weak, son.
My pull-out game is weak, yo. Shit, I just had it. Where the... Oh, there we go.
Yalla, okay, yalla, yalla.
There we go. Boom, sending. Now, done. Boom. It's a sketch. You got it?
I know who did this.
Yeah, there's a tag on the bottom left. It's a nice pieces done, you know, obviously sketched on a piece of paper, a theme and an amber outline. So props to my man. He even put a little SDF and CBM blams in there. But what's the tag on the bottom left? Lurch?
Loco, no?
Loco, L-O-K-O-H, Loco.
Man didn't even need to look at the reach and I knew it was by Big King Loco.
Yeah, what do you
think?
He's
got a nice style, man.
Yeah, I like it.
He paints like this as well on the wall, bruv.
Yeah, now you mention it. Yeah, I recognize it. I like the tagging styles as well, but amber is a tricky word, man. I like the theme more than the amber, to be honest. He's done well, though.
I see what you mean, because the M of the amber isn't in the same kind of, for me, it's not quite in the same style as the ABA.
Yeah, but similar M to on your M, you know, on the theme M.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been looking at the theme. Yeah, the theme's pretty dope. I like the T.
Yeah.
I like the E's, actually. I like
the E's are nice.
I like those E's, yo.
Yeah, nice and colourful.
I like the theme reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. So damn fresh.
Big up Loco. Loads of bubbles going around it. Yeah, looks sick, man. I like it with the 3D. Baby. The 3D.
You held on to this one for a while, didn't you, Maddie? Fucking hell. 2023,
yeah.
Bruv.
Yeah. I remember I brought it up before. I couldn't find it before, but here it is.
Do you know what the best letter in that is for me?
Go on.
Is maybe the B in the amber. Me gusta mucho. Me gusta mucho.
Yeah.
With that last E of the theme.
Yeah, the last E on the theme. I like the H as well on the theme. It's simple, but... Just, it's got a nice lean to it, man. It goes in nicely to the E and sits next to the
She's styling. That H is styling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yo, if anyone out there wants to do an amber or theme sketch, send them in, man. We'll check it out on the pod. That would be cool to see it in different styles.
But you see the little techers, like little bit of the inside. You see where he's done the shadow on the amber in green?
Yeah.
And then he's got that little kind of extra little whoop what? I don't know if it's a darker green.
No, the black is black. Yeah, little black line, little highlight of the 3D kind of thing. Yeah. I do that a lot.
The squares get bigger as they go down the M. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like it. He's got squares and bubbles kind of like, you know, and it's like kind of old school fills. Reminds me a little bit of like a Merc piece. That I'm talking like the bubbles and the schemes and stuff. A little bit, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying with the bubbles, yeah.
But you see what I mean. But like a lot of people
Big up Loco, man.
Loco. Hey, what do you want to get crazy, you say? Don't you know I'm Loco?
Don't you know I'm Loco?
All right, let's do one more. Let's see. Okay, this one, if I can find it. I think I just like stumbled across this on Instagram. I think I stole this. So I don't think someone sent this in, but here it is. Because, yeah, send in your graph, people. Come on. You got it?
Yo.
All right. So here we go.
CAA crew, no?
CBA crew, it looks like. All right, let me describe it quickly for the people listening.
Oh, yeah, CBA.
It says... It's on the tracks. Well, it looks like... Yeah, it says space. S-P-A-S-E. And it's got a character on the side, like a dog or something, like a weird alien. No, it's a dog looking a bit... His teeth are a bit weird, though. And it says space, like I said, black outline, purple fading up into like kind of pinks, white highlights, green one-time background, and yeah, CBA crew on the left. And who's he bigged up? Emma and Yano and Late. Oh, 2022. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think of them letters theme, eh?
Not for me, Holmes. Not for the E's, all right. But the S, man, the S's.
He's got like, it goes round and then it goes.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with those, man.
Mm.
Yeah, the bottom bit going up right to the left, way too much, right up to the top.
On both of them. That's, so it looks like it's a space.
S is like one of the, notoriously one of the baddest letters in graph.
Mm.
You know what I mean? To do it like that. The E's too fat compared to the S's. The P, like, no, I just can't. I don't rap with this, you know what I'm saying? The guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
In terms of he's got a bit of experience and he's done like
it might be a she
before.
Could be a he, could be a she. I don't know. But yeah. Let me say, for me, yeah, this person, it's not their first piece. You can tell that they've painted before. But they don't really get letter structure. Okay, no, so they've made it.
You know what they're doing, dude? They're doing this one. It's those things. It's that toy behavior when you're getting to a stage where you can start to sketch and shit. You think, what I've got to do is going to come up with some mad, different, wacky, unique. It's my kind of style. I've got to make style. And you do that, and this isn't style. You mean you've gone way too much?
There is
like a really lean doodle. If I'm on the phone to fucking Amber, and the P goes all weird like that, just because you're fucking.
Yeah, the P, the top of that P, and the A, like the filling in the gaps. And I mean, for me, like the character's done well. Character looks crisp. Yeah. The letters now. I'm just focusing on the letters. If you kind of like blur your eyes a little bit and just look at it like that, it looks in proportion. It all sits on the wall nicely. All the letters kind of sit next to each other. The negative space. There's no bits that really like. Irk me, yeah. But when you focus on it and actually look at it and break it down, the highlights are all over the place and a bit weird and wonky and not done properly. The letter shapes and the letter structures are just a bit all over the place. The skinny bits and the fat bits and just wobbly bits coming off here and there. Like you said, theme, they blatantly in their head going, oh yeah, that style. No, it's not. It just looks shit, man. You can tell it's just you filling in space or whatever. Space. And if you look at the shadow, it's all over the place. Look at the bottom, how thick the shadow is, and it's downright.
It's the shadow. Bottom and the top as well.
And it's got at the top. And then look in the middle, the gap. Some of the shadows are non-existent, and some of them are just weird and just don't follow the shape of the letter. And some of them are just way too thin, you know what I mean? And not in the right places, you know? So, again, so that's it. So when you're really nitpicking it, It's mad all over the place, man. But the character looks dope. Just the teeth bug me in the character. They've obviously done the zigzag to shape the teeth, but then...
Yeah, but if they had black in
between... Yeah, black in between.
The teeth.
Yeah, that would have helped, you know what I'm saying? But they obviously either forgot to do that or they just didn't bother.
Ran out, maybe,
but I don't know. Who knows, man? But overall, it's, I would say... If I had to give it a score out of 10, I'd give it a 5. No, a 4.
5 out of 10?
4. Because I want to say how it's not, like you said.
It's got a little bit of something.
You know what I mean? There's something going on there, you know? So I don't want to, like, it's not like low down. It's not like, I don't want to give an example, but.
We're not here to gun.
But we
are gunning!
Big up space, man. All right, yo, man. We can do another question or we can just call it quits there, brother. What are you thinking?
I'm getting kind of hungry.
Mm. Now, this last one is a very quick one. Let's go into it quickly. Check it out.
Soof.
Who would win in a fight between you and Theme?
Who would win in a fight?
Big up, lady Faze.
She's trying to Bring stir up.
I would butter him, bruv. I would take the jam right out of his donut and smear it all over his mother's house, bruv. Later on, John.
I reckon on paper, yes. With Theme, with the boxing background and the army
on
background.
Paper, man said on paper. They're going to look at the stats on the pre-fights.
You have to understand, no Theme. I got,
Amakar Kudi 0-0.
I fight dirty. I fight dirt in the theme, yeah? That's the thing, yeah? I'll poke you in the eyes and shit. I'm looking to, like, fucking, I'll kick you straight in the ball. I'll lure you into it. So I'll be like, no, we don't have to fight. We don't have to fight. And then, boom, I'll headbutt you in the face.
Oh my days.
You know what I mean? I reckon in a street brawl. Nah, I'm just kidding. I reckon theme would probably have it.
Brilliant.
No, but also I got the psychological advantage. You keep banging on about how back in the day I was a rude boy and I was beating people up. I'll use that psych, like we said in boxing, you know what I mean? 90% of it is the mind games. Before
you blatantly jack me with touch. You said, I don't, and now he's my bridge. And touch, yeah. Shut up, bro. We're going to jack him. Come down there anyway, bro. Let me take that page up. Bosh!
No, I reckon theme, you'd probably have me. If it, like, definitely in a boxing ring. It's game over, of course, man. I wouldn't last long, I don't reckon. But
what about a Muay Thai ring?
Muay Thai.
What about jiu-jitsu mats? What do you mean, bro?
I don't know, man. I reckon you'd have me. But it just depends. Like, if I was angry, man.
I was thinking about this. If I had a street fight now,
yeah,
the next day you'd be fucking fucked. You used to be able to lick people and just bosh around the chops and you'd have like a bit of a little bruise on your neck. Now, like, I swear, like, all your elbow and shoulder would hurt. Oh, mate, you'd be fucked. If you got the slightest lick from the other geezer, you'd feel it for weeks.
Oh, bruv. Yeah, for sure.
Fucking hell, man. Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the goddamn face.
Exactly. But I'll give that to you, man. Yeah, for sure. I reckon you'd have it in a fight, man. But like I said, again, I could be a wild card. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm caught up in my, if I was really mad.
Amber can get militant, bruv. Yeah. Militant.
I'll be like biting you and fucking poking you in the eyes and like grabbing your balls and ripping them out and shit. And I'll be like, la, 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 la. I'll be like, you know, proper psychologically just going, oh, yeah,
cooking the balls in front of me with some dead goat while you're like, I'm going to eat your balls.
Exactly.
Just keeping me alive with my nutsack cut off, like, fuck it out. No more almshouse for you.
Jesus Christ. All right, lads. Peace and love to everybody here, man. Almshouse to your mum's house.
And laddesses.
Oh, of course. Yes.
In your mum's house.
We're going to go out on this record. It's like unreleased songs from Rakim, produced by Nick Wiz.
Wiz.
I doubt my man Ash, who does the music Spotify playlist for us. You won't find it on Spotify, I don't think, this tune, but you'll find it on YouTube. It's called Last Resort. Rakim. Peace, brother. Theme.
Peace, brother.
We got new episodes every Wednesday.
Through the screen, like we're in jail.
Oosh.
Yo, I'm out, son. I love you, man.
On the mic, man, we got it on last night, but today my pockets are tight, gotta find a way to get my money right. I'm jumping on my bike, in flight, scheming on everything in sight, uptight, and then the kid cut me off at the light. Now I'm in a fight, but not quite. The kid ran up and he got bust with all my might. I got the ride away, slide, find a hideaway, change my overlay, now everything is a-okay. I watch the cops roll, kid is still knocked out cold, I'm on the phone, oh yeah, I got my man on hold. Hey yo, meet me at the favorite spot, everyone the clock, call the crew, tell them to meet us on the block. Times is hard and I got laid off. The streets is the last resort to get paid off. Top of the afternoon, it's about to be on soon. Here come the last platoon. Monopolize, unstoppable plots of wise. The element of surprise, intelligent men on the rise. First, we use the universal greeting, and then I get straight to the reason for the meeting. Stats are low, halves are slow. The welcome mat says go, and we can make stacks of dough. But it's back to the last resort. I got paid off a kid we had beef in the street to make it short. He swung and he missed. I trapped his fist and locked him. And then I snatched the watch off his wrist and dropped it.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?